Hey, we're back. Thank you, as always, for the like, the comment, the subscribe, the reviews, and all that jazz. We're back, better than ever. New year, same energy. It's the Coming Clean podcast, coming right at you.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean podcast with Sam and Marty.
Can I get to like this?
This is Coming
Clean podcast. Can we get to
like that? With I'm Sam Ben. And Marty.
It's Marty.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we still got it. Hello and welcome to the Coming Clean podcast, your retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach. But as you know, we are talking about The Hills. It's episode 53. Welcome back. Happy New Year. As always, I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty. And who's with me as always?
The man with the face of a Hollywood read, but I can't read or speak.
Clearly.
Because this is a new year. Got to get the cobwebs out. Practice game. It's preseason. We're back at this.
Wow. What a great start to a new year. But yes, it's Sam with me.
He's a big boy.
He sure is. The biggest boy I know. Wow, that sounded weird. Yeah.
I did eat a lot over Christmas and the holiday break, but you know, that's pretty offensive. I thought we were friends.
Yeah, my bad. Well, you know, let's stop the awkwardness and get into some headlines.
The Hills headlines.
All right. First of all, happy birthday to our boy Jason.
Oh,
hold on.
Again?
Is it? Well, we talked about his birthday episode, but I think it's like officially his birthday. Yeah, January 11th, turning 31. Yeah. Hey.
Nice.
I did not queue up the applause.
Happy birthday to you.
I can't find the applause.
Oh. Hey, if anybody wants to... Sorry.
Clearly we're rusty, but yes, go on.
Turns out if you go to the Twitter, Jason Whaler at Whaler Jason. When it's their birthday, little balloons flying in there. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. So, happy birthday
to Jason.
Happy
31st.
We're getting close to that. I just took one step closer to turning 30, so...
We'll pass on over that.
Yeah. So, anything else from the cast happened over the past, 3 weeks that we were out?
I don't think much. Just, you know... Babies are being born. Nothing, no new babies, but they're growing.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing much.
Not that I heard of. Nothing huge. Obviously, yeah. Spencer's still posting fire on the Snapchat, king of Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't know what else could be bigger than all the baby buzz. I don't know what's left.
Right.
Maybe Low or...
Yeah, Low, I mean, Morgan S., some people from the cast of season 3,
which we don't discuss.
Yeah. Although one of our reviews said we'd get a 6-star if we discuss season 3. So we might have to work on that, but thank you to everyone who has been, you know, shooting over the 5-star ratings and reviews, by the way, shouts to you guys. Of course, thank you for listening. All right. We're trying to get all the catchphrases in. But yeah, if you haven't noticed, we have rebranded. We debuted that in our last episode. So go check that out. Some nice bright colors. And if you like the branding and you want to rep the pod, go ahead and go to teespring.com/stores. That's with an S. / Coming Clean Pod to get our logo on a t-shirt, get some Coming Clean Pod, you know, greatest hits. We're still thinking of other things that we can put on t-shirts, so if you have any suggestions, at Coming Clean Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you may be. And of course, you can find us on all the podcast platforms, including Spotify, because we're popping like that. And now the video version to see us, you know, not really emote when we talk.
Yes. It's not that exciting. I'd say stick to any form you got.
However you want to watch us or listen to us, we got you covered. And if we're missing something, let us know. Again, at Coming Clean Pod. And we've talked enough about this. It's episode 53. Officially a year's worth of episodes, so congrats to us. Can't believe I'm congratulating ourselves.
I am patting myself on the back for sticking with something so long.
Yes, this is probably the most we've committed. Well, I guess you have your relationship or whatever. but besides our own friendship, this is probably the longest thing we've committed to. Our dance crew didn't last this long.
No, when we tried being DJs, that lasted a full 1 hour.
Yeah, because we got yelled at. and, you know, so several attempts at being YouTube celebs by eating canned foods.
Video yet to be released. Yes. So stay tuned.
Yeah, if we ever hit 100 episodes and maybe like 200,000 subscribers, then we'll release some unseen footage of us eating dog food. So that's a challenge, world.
Embrace debate.
Yes. All right. As this episode is called Enough is Enough, we're going off track here. Let's talk the highlights of Season 2, Episode 8 of The Hills.
The Hills Highlights.
All right, so Episode 8. So where we left off last episode was where? What happened in Episode 7?
Well, tensions are high between Elsie and Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Bunny just hooked up with Brody, even though Lauren was still seeing her.
Him.
And Spencer and Elsie don't get along. And
Shocker.
She believes that Spencer is driving a wedge between her and Heidi, even though they're best friends.
Right.
What else? Whitney's still working, mm-hmm. going right along. Mm-hmm. She seems to be excelling more and more at her position.
Correct.
And Elsie's she's doing fine too.
Yeah,
she's doing well.
She's right.
And Audrina's hanging out with Elsie.
Yes.
She's back in the crew.
Correct. Yes. So, all right, let's start off. So we'll go character by character. No, not necessarily any massive moments here.
No, this was definitely like a setup episode for something big that's going to happen.
Yep.
Filler episode, transitioning the story. Not very good storylines.
So let's
stuff we can talk about. But.
Yeah, let's talk about, so Elsie, you know, trying to put her troubles behind her. You know, she's got beef with Heidi, and she's fresh off a little bit of a double whammy from last time with the whole Brody and Bunny thing. So now she's going on a double date with Audrina and the two gentlemen whose names I cannot remember.
Well, Chris is Audrina's guy, okay. And then his friend is a hockey player friend named Blake.
Yes. Not the Blake who played for the Colorado Avalanche in 1997.
Rob Blake?
I don't know. For sure, we'll go with that.
I think Rob Blake, isn't Rob Blake Columbo?
I don't know. Let us know at Coming Clean Pod. Blake Shelton?
So there is a hockey player, Rob Blake.
There you go.
He was Canadian.
Oh, there you go. Did he play for the Avalanche in the late 90s?
No, he played for the Sharks.
Oh, well.
You're going off track.
Maybe you're the problem.
My bad. All right, so double date with these two gentlemen. And, okay, first of all, it was not the greatest vibe to begin with. It was a little awkward.
Yeah, where did they go? I think they went to like the W Hotel. Like they went to a really nice
like a restaurant within a hotel, like one of those things where there's probably like a famous chef. So you know, it was a little awkward, and yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's standard first date, double date, all in one. As we know, Audrina is not the best conversationalist we've seen from her past dates. But you know, Blake was
like the ice.
Yeah, like
he's trying to break the ice. Oh, brutal!
Just Blake and everything.
Talking about dessert, which you know, can't blame him if the desserts look good.
Which I couldn't tell if it was trying to be like innuendo kind of thing, or he was actually really wanted dessert.
Right, because when he first said it, it sounded just like, oh, the desserts look good, and then the way they cut it,
made it seem like, oh, let's get dessert first and then get out of here. Because he kept saying he wasn't hungry, and then
So
I don't know what's going on there.
So, I mean, well, I don't know the background of these two guys, but, you know, Audrina and LC just, we've been here before when they're like, oh, this is awesome. Like, have you guys been here before? They're like freaking out at how fancy it was, and they're both like, yeah, we're like here every week.
It's like if we went on a double date with like minor celebrities and went to like, I don't know, like Ruth Chris or like Arby's, and we're like, whoa.
Arby's.
You been to Arby's before? Get out of here.
The meats. Not a sponsor.
Have you ever had that horsey sauce? Like, hopefully they come around and show us.
Yo, horsey sauce is killer, and so are their curly fries. Again, not a sponsor, but we will gladly shill for Arby's for free fries. Okay. Like, if you send me a bag of, like, frozen fries, I'll give you, like, a month's worth of free shout-outs.
Yeah. You got a friend for life.
So where were we? Oh, so the other thing that was weird was, again, I don't know Blake's background. Also, first of all, he looks like if Talon was like in a tub for like a while and then he just absorbed all the water. He's just like a larger version of Talon, like a stretched
out. And like his personality kind of like kind of goofy.
Yeah.
Like where he's like trying to be suave, but it doesn't really come across, but it like works.
Yeah. But when he was talking about, I wonder if they walk around with the dessert carts, I was like, are you in like a 1950s steakhouse?
Right? Like either a push cart or like you bring the whole tray out, like an Italian restaurant.
Yeah. Like, what, where do you think you are? Yeah. Are you at like Mario's? Do you see like red carpet out there to cover the red wine stains?
Oh. This is LA. Like this isn't, where, what was our favorite place? That down in Laguna?
Oh,
Pasta Pomodoro.
Pasta Pomodoro.
Yeah. Pasta Pomodoro's probably got a cart of desserts that fly around.
Just like several kinds of tiramisu.
All flavors.
Yeah, just tiramisu and cannolis everywhere. Now I'm getting hungry. Now I want dessert. So the funniest part about, well, I guess not funny, but the most interesting part of this was, the conversation was not engaging. Blake was trying his hardest, and Chris jumps in with, yo, I saw this, I met this Spencer dude, and they make the faces, and then Blake makes the sarcastic, oh, sounds like a great guy. And that's like LC, that's like the best thing you could, the greatest pickup line you could tell LC at that point.
Yeah. And like, Chris gave kind of a little scoop down on Spencer, was like, he doesn't seem that good, like cool of a guy, didn't like his vibe and whatnot. So Spencer seems to be having a reputation floating around LA.
Yeah. Or you
when,
know, these guys,
but when you're friends with the Prince of LA and you guys are rolling around, you know, going to clubs, people got to know who you are.
And I mean, for our, like, I don't know if we were in that position, dibs on being Blake.
All right, I'm the friend that has no job.
Oh, Chris is jobless.
I don't know. I'm just pretending.
Also, hockey player, like what kind of hockey? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like I play soccer occasionally. I'm going around saying I'm a soccer player.
If that would be your title, occasional soccer player.
When it's warm and. But yeah, can we do a background check on Blake? We can do an update on Twitter later. But yeah, don't know if he was actually a pro hockey player or he just, the first time Audrina met him was after a pickup hockey game and she just went with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty jealous. Good yeah. for them.
It's like when I'm bored on a plane and I tell, and the person next to me is getting chatty and they ask me what I do. I just say, professional wrestler.
I'm working up through the indies right now.
Yeah. But okay, so that so you know, trashing Spencer has become the national pastime of Southern California. Don't know if I agree with that because, you know,
I mean, we'll get to that. Spencer gets a bad rap, and we're going to stick on this that it's hard to people have very strong feelings about Spencer during the Hills, and right. I think we've come to this realization that maybe it's not completely warranted.
Yes. Yeah, because, yeah, I would assume that even since we're kayfabe only, we would have been on the train that, yo, anti-Spencer all the way. But even the way they edited it, I just don't know what happened in 2007 that made us turn against them. I guess the love for LC was just too much.
Yeah, it's almost disrespectful that they would do something like that.
But yeah, so do we move on to Heidi and Spencer now that we're done with LC and Audrina for now?
I think it seems like just to go, LC has been trying to look for a guy's guy, a normal guy's guy.
Right.
And it seems like she found it in Blake. Blake yeah. definitely should have asked for a number, yeah, but Chris knows Audrina. Mm-hmm. Audrina knows Chris. Uh-huh. It's okay. You can, they, at the end of the day, they ended up swinging. Well, swinging another date at the end of dinner after one of our Heidi does Lauren kind of dirty.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about that then. So Heidi, you know, talking about going on a little trip with Spencer to Santa Barbara. Shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're sort of, I guess they want to make it appear, by they I mean LC and Heidi, that they're the bigger woman and are trying
like
to.
Both of them are trying?
Yeah. Okay. Like at face value.
Okay.
Because they're like, oh, we haven't hung out. We should find time to hang out. You know, the kind of things that you say to like people you go to summer camp with and don't really mean.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're walking on the street of New York, you run into somebody like, oh, well, I haven't seen you in a long time. We should catch up. And you're like, yeah, we should. Not expecting.
Yep.
No, I do not. Please don't call, don't text.
That's the official stance of Sam. Don't call, don't text. But please reach out to us at Coming Clean Pod. So yeah, Heidi, you know, going out with Spencer. Well, going to the trip with Spencer. Having a good time there by the beach. And do they have a cabin or they just got a hotel or something, right?
I believe from what I think Spencer's mom has a place down there. I don't know if this was later on or whatnot, but I think they have a relative that lives in Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Just from per his Snapchats and stuff like that. Oh. Like they ended up later on living down in Santa Barbara, maybe. Not totally positive, but Don't quote me.
I would love to live in Santa Barbara, for the record.
Yeah, they have a nice lagoon. I almost went to college there, but I didn't apply or then didn't get in.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, like, I almost went to Harvard, too, but I didn't apply. all right, hey. So, okay, let's talk about Heidi. You mentioned this, Heidi doing LC a little dirty.
Yeah, so leading up to this moment, Heidi and Lauren haven't had a lot of alone time together. They're still, after the big fight, they're like, all right, like let's keep LC and Spencer separate. And Heidi's just going to have to learn to break it off with Spencer a little bit and try to spend more time with Lauren and vice versa. Lauren seems to be always available whenever Heidi needs, but Heidi seems to, something comes up, Heidi goes off with Spencer.
Right.
As when they set up this date to go, they're supposed to come back on Sunday. So Elsie and Heidi agreed that they're going to do a date on Monday to do like nails and go to dinner and do it all up like the how they used to.
Yep.
However, that fails. For some odd reason, it seems like maybe Elsie got back late, or I don't know how they.
Yeah, because Heidi was already coming back late, so the day plan was done.
Yes, and they were still going to do dinner at 7.
Right, and then Elsie didn't hear from Heidi because she was at work, and then Heidi comes back and decides to just go on a movie date with Spencer.
And yep, which he got red vines, which is, I feel like, a wild move.
It was around the time when that the first SNL digital short about the Chronic Tolls of Narnia was out. And they were classic. Like, Mr. Pippin, red vines is crazy delicious. So he was probably just living that life.
that red vines life.
Yeah. Heidi picks, she's really just showing her that, okay, I'm going to pick the guy over my friend. And, you know, it's like she left a note, right? And this isn't 2004. Like, you have a phone. You have a site.
Yes, yeah, send a text. Send a text
like, yo, going to go see a movie. Probably going to go out after if you want to hang. But, yeah, it's like that would have been, ugh. It's just a pet peeve of mine.
It makes no sense.
If you're going to flake, at least be, like, a woman about it.
Yeah, straight up. Ahead of time, mm-hmm. something, or I'm coming back late. Like, it doesn't take that long to T9 that.
Right. So, a courtesy text would have been appreciated. So, yeah, not a fan of that move by Heidi. That's kind of like when not a lot of people know this, but when we lived together, we had a third and a fourth roommate, and that fourth roommate decided that he couldn't pay rent anymore. And when we tried to help him out, I get him back home from work the next day and his stuff's gone.
Shocked. I've never seen a room so empty. It was crazy.
I was like, all my stuff is here and the other half of the room is empty. What has happened?
Thanks for the free TV.
Yeah, I still got that.
And I think like a mop or something, maybe a vacuum cleaner. I'm not totally sure.
No, that was our guest.
Another one, right?
Yeah.
other guests we've had.
Yeah, but that's for our rambling podcast when we just talk about our college days. But, okay, so anything else with Heidi before we move on?
I want to pose this question.
Okay.
Because it kind of spoke to me and made me question things. Spencer brought up an interesting point when he was trying to get Heidi to go to Santa Barbara. He was saying, or maybe when they were coming back, was that if Lauren was still dating Jason and Jason came up with something, and Lauren would Lauren end up still dropping Heidi to go do that thing with Jason and break off their play date, or would she be there for Heidi and like stick to what she planned?
That's a good question. And you.
Yes. And I feel like a lot of people might defend Lauren or Elsie, saying that, oh, no, she would go hang out with Heidi, like she's a good friend,
right?
All this stuff. And I was trying to think back in a previous episode, where has there been a situation where similar things happen? Like she was going to hang out with Jason. They did something else separate.
Ooh. Was there?
And left Heidi. I don't know. I was trying to think back. I mean... Heidi was there for her when she wanted to leave. Elsie wanted to leave the party when Jason was all drunk on New Year's, and then she went with Elsie, like, as a friend.
Yep.
I mean, I could assume Elsie would do the same thing back, but in terms of having a relationship, we never got to see it or prove if Spencer was wrong or not.
Right. So there's I have like two answers to this. One where I think what the producers want us to believe about Elsie, which is that she would be a good friend about it.
Yep.
No further explanation needed there. But what I think would have gone down had a situation like that happened, and it was like of equal magnitude. You know, Heidi knows the history, so not a big fan of Jason. And Elsie sort of in a good spot in their relationship, getting serious. If he asked her on a trip to Mammoth or something like that. I think Elsie would have gone and canceled her plans with Heidi, but she would have left the courtesy text.
Oh, okay.
That, like that little detail.
Yeah, that little detail that Elsie, which is kind of seen in their personality of what we've seen, that Elsie is, yeah, like they might be on the same wavelength, but maybe Elsie's, I don't want to say more aware, but Heidi can be kind of, you know, up higher.
Right.
Than Elsie. Yeah. Maybe not thinking fully through.
Yeah. So that's my take. What do you think?
No, I think it's a very good take. I agree with it. I was just trying to, you know, stir the pot a little bit. I think Spencer makes a good point that a lot of people in relationships and whatnot usually choose most likely the significant other over doing things. I mean, people can be in a very good relationship where you can kind of have both. And it's just being, you know, honest with the people.
Yeah, so I think, here's where I think the difference would fall. Like, if it was a trip, like the Santa Barbara thing, I think Elsie would have picked Santa Barbara. But I don't think she would have ditched Heidi for a movie.
Yes.
Because you can do a movie whenever.
Yeah. The that whole movie thing is, it just does not look good on Heidi's part to go there.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see the aftermath of this, or not even the aftermath, the climax of this probably next week. We don't know. Kayfabe only, we're still in this point in time. All right, last little thing here. Whitney and Elsie getting more projects for Teen Vogue. Looks like Lisa's trusting them more and assigns them with also a Lauren, right? Another Lauren?
Yes, Lauren.
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 Yes. So Lauren.
Another Lauren issue.
So Lauren, that sounds weird. Lauren is a bit of a type A personality. She knows what she wants. She's organized. She's to the point.
I feel like a typical like New York Vogue, because she, yeah. I think she's from New York too, right?
I think so, yeah.
A typical like.
But not like an intern.
Like, no, but like a typical New York Vogue like prototype. Right. Trying to be like.
Get it done.
Yeah, try to be like an Anna Wintour,
right?
Esque.
So,
which I think she had work for her. So,
yeah, I think what's her face? Whitney was talking about her background, of all her experience. So they get assigned to work a photo shoot with them, a teen photo shoot, obviously, because it's Teen Vogue. Whitney's sister gets cast, and off they go, and. Whitney feeling underappreciated at work.
Yeah, which I kind of don't blame her in a sense that...
She's tired of steaming.
Yes, she started doing intern work, and I didn't realize that she's been doing that for 5 years.
Oh, did she say 5 years?
Yeah, she's been an intern for 5 years.
Oof, that's
so
repug.
Yeah, like, I don't know, did you start, I guess, maybe 18 out of college?
Right.
So she's probably, like, 22 school, yeah. at the time.
Yep.
I think, or, I don't know, maybe, do you start in high school? Like, I don't know what the role was, but, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's had 5 years, which is, like, a pretty long time to be interning and not have a full-time job. I know she's still in school, so maybe that's the hang-up, the issue, because you can't, but...
It looks like she's... So she's 6 foot tall.
Yeah, she's a tall lady.
So she was born in 85. LC was born in 86. Oh, it's just a year. So yeah.
Mm.
Maybe as a freshman in college she started.
Well, I mean, it's Teen Vogue. Maybe she got it as like
a teen.
High school, like a teen kind of thing.
Right.
So we're just speculating.
Yes. Whitney, if you want to let us know, at Coming Clean Pod, and thank you for possibly listening. Will we get that to the city? Great. Who knows? Maybe. It's a long season.
Yeah.
So, all right, we get to their issue, or, you know, it goes pretty smoothly for the most part, until we have to pack up and leave.
Yeah. It's a little intense.
Yeah, that got kind of awkward.
Yeah, it seems like Whitney has a going away dinner for her sister, And is Lauren her sister kinda like
off to college or something?
She must be going back. I don't think she lived in LA. Oh. I think she must have lived somewhere else. So she must have been flying out.
Right.
Okay. And Lauren kind of put the foot down and be like, you got to get your work done.
Mm-hmm. Lauren.
Lauren. Which, as we get older, like, I don't know. I kind of feel pretty bad. Like, I feel like you got to let her go. LC was a great friend. Yep. Be like, all right, don't worry. Like, I'll cover for you.
Right.
That's what friends do.
Yep. And Whitney would have done exactly the same thing, too.
Yeah, it's just tough to be in that situation. It's like when you have to get something done, you don't want to stay late. But if you are like the manager of it, like sometimes you got to have people. Sometimes you got to allow things.
Yeah, it's one of those things like handled differently. Obviously, we're a little bit more advanced in our careers. That would have been, especially since it was a planned thing. It's one of those things where you're like, I'll come in early to set up.
Yeah.
LC can come in late and I'll leave at 6 and then LC can cover the rest of it to kind of even it out, but at least establish that, hey, I have a hard stop.
Yeah. And she's an intern. Like, you're an intern. Like let her go.
Yeah.
You know, if she was like a associate, like a full-time employee.
Yeah.
Maybe you got, that's kind of, you can't really spring, I have a dinner, like you kind of have to tell ahead of time, but being an intern, like you should have a hard stop at 6.
Yeah, unless you're getting paid, or unless you're on salary, or there's like, or you agree that, you know, we're going to get paid time and a half or something.
And working for a magazine, like, I mean, this print media is probably slowly declining at this point. It definitely wasn't like an unpaid internship, I'm assuming.
No, especially if they're like there all year.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, good point.
Except the summer. Oh, no, because she went to Paris for the summer, right? So,
yeah.
I hope they're paid. Like, I feel so bad if they weren't. Like, I know they're a little bit more well off, but even when I was an intern and was getting paid like, I don't know, $9.75, $10 an hour, that was a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, and living in L.A., going to school.
Yeah.
Ooh, rough life.
Yeah. All right, anything else with... Oh, also, before we wrap up the highlights, conspiracy theory. Since you were starting the pod earlier, can I start the pod a little bit here?
That was me sipping my tea.
I thought you were taking, like, a puff out of an imaginary joint.
No, the cup.
Tea time. it's about to get spilt. So do you think this is Whitney's way of using the internship to talk about her role on the TV show? Where she wants more airtime.
You think... subtly mentioning...
Yeah, that
I need more style opportunities.
Yeah. She wants more cam time, man.
It could be. I mean, clearly it transitioned into the Hills. I mean, to the city at some point.
I think she's smart enough to do that. Yeah, I think it's after this year. Maybe like season 3 or middle of season 3.
So, where she had kind of like a joint role like New York City and they had the city going on at the same time.
That's why they brought in Lo and stuff too.
Yeah, so I think, maybe. I can believe it. Yeah. Subtle hints.
Yeah, because, I mean, she played it off pretty innocently, but I think she's smart enough to parlay that.
Yeah, definitely. She wanted that next year's contract. She knows it's coming up.
True. All right, anything else here before we take a quick break?
I think the fashion industry is just not for me.
All right, good thing you're not on there. But also same.
Just threw it out there.
Even the although I did get the good tips on how to hang a shirt on a hanger.
And actually how to properly steam something from the inside.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. I just never knew the logic where you want to have it facing, well, I guess depending on your handedness, but typically you want the front of the shirt facing left so that when you flip through it like a book, you see the front. I was like, I did not know that.
It's good to know. These are all good things.
You learn something new every day on the Coming Clean podcast. And you know what? maybe you want to learn how to get some merch to rep the podcast. And that's our sponsor for today, ourselves, the Coming Clean Podcast merch store. The link is in the description, but I'll say it right now. It's teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. Go get a t-shirt with our logo on it. Go get a squad t-shirt. Are you repping Team Alex M or are you repping Team Kristen? I know I am Team Alex M all the way. All right, where are we now? All right, links are in the description for that one. So let's move on to the segment that's unwritten by first naming our MVP of the week. Clap your
hands with me. It's the MVP,
MVP
of the week.
All right, you have a puzzled look on your face. Do you want to go first or do you want me to take this?
You can take this.
I'm going to go with Blake. I wasn't gonna, but after talking through just the sheer effort that he did to... The odds were not in it. Clearly, he had no idea of any of the context around any of the drama. Maybe Chris had a little bit of an idea, but not really. But between Audrina being as interesting as a bag of nails and LC just not being in the right frame of mind or mood, it was a Herculean effort that he did to turn that conversation around and make it somewhat of a successful double date that LC actually had a good time.
Yeah, I mean, he really lucked out of getting set up with LC, yeah. Like one of the top, you know,
most eligible bachelorettes.
There you go. Of LA at the time.
Oh, you think if any of these cast members were still single right now, they would be on like The Bachelorette or The Bachelor? Like, I know if Talon was single, one would have done it.
Yeah, one would only hope.
Oh, man. Morgan S., don't do it because I will join. Okay, who is your MVP?
I'm going to go with Audrina.
Oh, interesting choice. Please give the reasons.
As we talked through that whole thing, like you said, to get Blake to the actual, get Blake to the table itself, how to go through Audrina. Audrina, great matchmaker.
The Scottie Pippen. Hopefully
we can see more of that in the future.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited to see more of Audrina once she, we know she gets into some beef and drama, so... She's Vesuvius ready to explode.
Yeah. She's really going to come into her own in season 3, I feel like.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
Very, very excited. All right, from the good to the bad, it's time to enter the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni, JABRONIXYZ, ABC. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell Jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, who was the baddest person of the episode?
I'm going to go with Lauren.
Ooh.
Jabroni!
Why Lauren?
I don't know. She was just kind of mean. I didn't really like it.
Yeah,
she
it's like...
really mean to Heidi. Like, she was really just snippy at Heidi and like kind of like... I mean, not Heidi. Whitney. Whitney was like... Here, give me these. Do you have these?
Right.
Like, why didn't you do... Like, she was too... too...
High-strung.
No, high-strung is good. Micromanaging.
Right. Yeah, and there's one... It's one thing to be, like, a micromanager, but still sort of be respectful. She was kind of just mean to them.
Yeah.
Like, even... Like, Lisa exudes authority, and mm-hmm. she knows what she wants, and she's firm, and she's stern about it, and... Elsie and Whitney know and are used to it, but she still comes off as like, no, you work for me, but I respect that I need to mentor you through this. But yeah, she was like just treating them like, no, do this, do, like children.
Yeah, and she's been around a lot longer.
Right.
Like, yeah, I feel like Lauren, she might have has done a lot of jobs, but like, you're still probably not as tenured as...
Lisa, no,
I mean, a lot of people are like an Anna Wintour. Like she's done this for so long, and that's like her shtick. And I feel like she's just like that's her thing. Like everybody just knows how to deal with it.
Right, because she could have been like, who was that designer was also very type A and knew what she wanted, but...
Yes. No, she was nice. She was really nice.
Blaine's nice.
Blaine is nice. Blaine's a nice guy. We haven't seen any Blaine this year.
Yeah, need more Blaine. Hashtag need more Blaine.
Didn't get signed up.
Yeah, couldn't agree the talent fee. He wanted more airtime. Okay, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Heidi. Just because...
Jabroni!
You know, like I said, you can't be a... especially to your best friend, you can't flake and not leave at least a courtesy text.
Mm-hmm. Just a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Who even writes notes? I don't know.
I don't think I even have a pen around here.
Yeah, like the only person who used to write notes was like my parents when they would leave, and then I would come back home.
We're not here.
Yeah, I'd be like, preheat the oven to 425 and put in the ZD.
Thanks, Mama Stouffer's.
Figure it out.
Not a sponsor, but ooh, I had to do some Stouffer's baked ZD right now.
Just gonna walk out.
Yeah. All right. Any final thoughts on this episode before we move on?
It was an okay episode. I think next week we're gonna have a lot to talk about, hopefully. And I'm ready for some fireworks.
All right, here we go. Back better than ever. It's also time to question your knowledge about a day gone by.
I think you need to step in front of Justin and put the Duke's up, dude.
I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
March 5th, 2007 is what we are talking about. Our electronic copy says, I am in the lead 24-20. Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is like Who's
Line. No. I think I had a bad week. We were going 2-2 each time, and okay. I had a really bad week.
Oh. All right. Well, you know, this is like Who's Line.
Where the points don't matter.
Yeah, the points don't really matter. I'm pretty sure we've lost count after like 4 because it's very difficult to know the numbers after that.
And we always forget who's doing questions each week.
Yes. So hopefully, when I made the mistake earlier in the week of telling you that you should have gotten questions, you did not look at these questions yet. But yeah, here we go. We got some good questions here. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Some people see this habit as comforting, but it can apparently ruin your teeth. While people usually see quitting this as age 6 as the normal age to quit this bad habit, the LA Times reported that on this day that you should quit earlier. What is this bad habit?
Is it thumb sucking?
Yeah, it is. I would have also accepted cigarette smoking.
with that one town that it's like common for like kids to smoke cigarettes.
The giant baby who's addicted to cigarettes.
Apparently it's like a common thing in that one town.
Yeah. Oh, also, yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's like a big part of the culture.
Yeah. Which makes zero sense, but.
All right. 1-1 off to a hot start in this new year. Are you ready for question 2?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. According to the Journal of Youth and Adolescence, doing this at an earlier age increases your chances of stealing, destroying property, or selling drugs by 26%.
Wait, trait?
Well, if you do this at an earlier age, it increases your chances of that.
Oh. Is it thumb sucking?
No. It is losing your virgin.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, that's why we are not vandals, thieves, or drug dealers.
So dumb.
Oh, this is recording? Oh, crap.
Okay.
All right. Question number 3. Your boy, David Pendergraft, led his school to a win over San Diego with 22 points in the semifinals of the West Coast Conference Tournament, setting up a date with Santa Clara. What was this team?
UCLA?
Ugh. It It was Gonzaga.
I don't know who David Pendergraph is.
Oh, what? Also, West Coast Conference, man.
No idea.
UCLA's in the Pac-10.
Oh.
All right. Question number 4. 1 for 3. That hot start quickly burned out. All right, over 4. This game was a bloody mess as North Carolina beat their arch rivals Duke, securing the top seed in the ACC tournament. They were led by 26 points, 17 rebounds, and a bloody eyebrow from this psychotic forward.
Is it Psycho T Tyler Hansborough?
Yes, it is.
Where's he at?
I think he's still in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Six man.
2 for 4. 2 for 4. Here we go. One last question to cut my lead down to 1, allegedly. Are you ready?
Yep.
Speaking of college stars, Ben Gordon scored 48 points to lead the Chicago Bulls over the Milwaukee Bucks. While he was the star for the winning team, his career high was overshadowed by 52 points from his colorful counterpart in Milwaukee.
Who was the guy? Ben Gordon?
Yeah, Ben Gordon. Who was the guard in Milwaukee who scored 52 points?
Is it Brandon Jennings?
His colorful counterpart.
Colorful counterpart.
It's not Brandon Jennings, but I'll give you a chance.
Ron Artest.
Oh, Michael Redd.
Oh, man, that guy was classic.
Yeah.
Three-point master.
Yeah. All right, so two? Yeah.
Yes,
I got two. Rocking the two once again. Classic
24 Sam. To 22.
Yes. All right. Well, that brings us to our closing, but before that, we got to give recommendations to the good people. New year, new recommendations. What are you giving them to do this week?
I am suggesting, you know what I've been doing? I've been watching The Sopranos. I went back. I never watched the, it is a classic show. Never watched it. If you get Amazon Prime, you get it for free on Prime.
Or like HBO, right? If you have HBO.
Yeah. Or if you have HBO, it's very interesting watching back The Sopranos, nowadays with a lot of political correctness because it's not very politically correct nowadays.
2018 can't be problematic. Yeah.
Yes, it's a pretty interesting look back in time, but it is a good show.
What year was those on?
It was like 99.
Oh wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, to 2000 because it was I think season 2 or 3 was started right after 9/11.
Well, there you go, classic show.
Yeah, it's a weird trip back in time, but, you know, it's something for you to do. If you haven't watched it, you might as well watch it.
All right.
R.A.P. James Gandolfini. Oh,
yes, true. I have no sound effect for that.
Wow. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, okay.
No? All right. No. Well, all right. We've been gone for 3 weeks, and I've actually been collecting. You gave 2 recommendations last time we were here. I'm actually going to give 3 recommendations.
Oh, my God. Whoa, nice.
Just to catch the good people up. The first one is also a TV show called The Good Place, Thursday nights on NBC. I'm actually missing it right now, but it's all good because I don't have cable. So I have to watch it online tomorrow.
Yeah, this.
A good show, Kristen Bell, my fave. Kristen Bell, the God 10 Danson is on there. You know, just a really well-written show, super smart, especially for a network show. Highly recommend it, especially to Jacksonville Jaguars fans. Second one is Rao's Pasta Sauce. I'm usually not a big fan of prepackaged foods, but I couldn't find basil one day, so I just bought Rao's because I heard good things, and it is like flying first class for the first time, especially if you compare it to the other pasta sauces that I will not name because they might be a sponsor one day. but Rao's.
Respect.
Yeah, you know, I recommend Rao's, but, you know, if you pay me money, Prego, I got your back. And the last one, I have mentioned her before in her old podcast, but she's got a new podcast now. I recommend Sports? Question mark. It's called Sports? With Katie Nolan. Episode 1 dropped this week. Go check it out. They talk about sports, and she has funny guests, like Adam Pauly of one of the greatest shows, Happy Endings, was on there today. So a little bit of that, even though they talked ill of my Indiana Pacers and of soccer. That's fine. I can deal with it. But yes, go check it out, Sports. I'm sure wherever you get your podcast, but listen to us first. All right, Sam, where can they listen to us?
Yeah, you guys can check us out at this bad habit. You can check us out on Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us questions or anything you want at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Grab some merch, as we said before, at www.teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about us.
And yes, it's a new year, but we always thank our good friends Radical Something for our theme song, Cali Get Down. Always remember, Sam, what do the good people have to do in 2018?
#RepTheRad.
Worldwide peace.